Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Neil, you, any manager will be looking for a bounce back from a performance from Saturday. You took it on the chin, saying it's my fault. So you're taking all the plaudits for that again tonight, then, I take it?
No, I'm going to give the plaudits to Paul Hurst tonight. Hurst writes the programme notes. He rang me Sunday. He made me feel really good Sunday. He made this phone call, and it wasn't about the programme notes. It was about keep your head up, good manager. You know, what message you want to give out. It's not very often that, you know, people like that get the plaudits, but I read them programme notes today, what I wrote, and I forgot what I said. And I kind of read it, relayed them to the lads, and it just put hairs on me neck, you know, back of my neck, to be honest. It was incredibly well written. I didn't realise I said it because I was flustered, I was upset Sunday. But credit where credit due, and I read that out to the lads before the game, and I could see them. You know, they really went up a gear tonight. We were hurting, we were upset. I'll go as far as saying we were upset. A select few, I'm not going to say a lot, a select few, you know, really got under our skin. But if that select few doubted the lads, then I'd like to see that select few give credit where credit's due, and they certainly deserve the credit tonight, Swampy.
They did, and it was the manner of the performance, wasn't it? Because Scarborough came to this ground undefeated at Broadhurst Park, got an abundance of quality. You've changed it around again. I think that's the 17th right-back we've tried this season. But you've got to be very pleased the way we kept our shape, we worked them, and every player on that pitch did a job tonight.
Every one of them, you know. If I would have told you before the game that Chaddy, Mike Faulkner, Matty Clarkson, Joe White, Curtis Jones, Jonathan Smith all went down with the, you know, the sickness bug that's going around all this morning, you know, the team that started tonight wasn't the team that was on the 11 this morning. You know, we thought we had Smudge back, we thought we had Jones back, we thought we had Joe White back, and it was just time to rest and, you know, rotate a few. But we weren't given that option after lunchtime, so, you know, Warwick went into his favourite position of right back, you know. Drew Baker, what a way to respond. You know, that kid's had a lot of pressure on his shoulders the last couple of weeks. I thought he was immense today with Morris next to him. Dodd, nice to give him a rest. Nice to see Matty Rain come on and get his goal. Captain fantastic. Potsy did what he did. Donner's next to him. Cedric Main, you know, some people doubted him. I didn't. You know, he just needs to get himself through that sticky patch and get accustomed to life here. Brilliant. Big Brad. Charlie Ennis. And then man of match for me. I don't know, you get Regan Linney was a man possessed. And he's getting back to his best. And you know what? There are things that people don't see behind the scenes, and at times it's not easy when you're really struggling. You've got a lot going on in your personal life, but he was exceptional tonight.
Well, what they don't see is that we're seeing Drew Baker bringing over the camera equipment by himself. You don't often get that, do you? You get a centre-half who's been absolutely outstanding. Oh, I'll go over, boss, I'll get it. Did find it very, very difficult to come up with the man of the match. We had two people saying 1 week, two people saying... We, myself and Ben, just thought... Wodica was so good on this right hand side. You know, he's up against a really tricky player in the form of XFC United manager Kieran Glynn. Yeah. We didn't have a sniff.
Square pegs, round holes, is it?
Yeah.
Wodica. I'm just asking. He shows he can do it.
And you can see that quality that he possessed, and he was superb today. And you've got to be very pleased with the fact that Ennis gets 90 minutes and he's immense. From minute one to minute 90.
I've never seen a player change his game from a technical player the way he was to a tenacious little terrier. I've said it half time, he's everywhere. He's like a little rat, he gets under your feet. But two players I haven't mentioned there, you know, Jordan Simpson, come on. But I show faith in the kid, you know, at 3-0. Jack Bennett, I thought it was great when he came on. You know, it shows that the academy door is widely open. And, you know, I turn around, I've got two more experienced lads behind me. But it was JB's turn tonight, and it's just nice when it comes off.
And Matty Rain goal machine.
he's a good player. You know, he's come again. You know, when you've been at Liverpool all your career, you're at Burnley, and all of a sudden you're on like the non-league heap in the summer. And what do you do? And it takes a long time to acclimatise and get accustomed to the standard. And you know, a couple of weeks ago we had to take him off at half time. It was all doom and gloom. Tried to build him back up, bring him back up, and today, you know, he goes and scores a goal again. But delighted. You know, listen, I've got no satisfaction. I just said to Jonathan down there, their manager, you know, we put up five passes on Saturday. It's not a nice feeling. Stick with it. And I don't like seeing, you know, teams get, you know, absolutely battered. Tonight they've come across our side, you know, who were hurting, who were smarting, who we know we can play good football and you know we needed to put a few goals past somebody. So the 4-2-3-1 does work. I was going to say it does work. That's six at home, so just so everyone knows.
So the key question then is, how do you get the consistency of that level of performance? That's the.
I don't know, James. I'm going to be honest with you. I've just gone in the dressing room. I've got Ali Wanaka with an ice pack. I've got Adam Dodd with an ice pack. Regan Linney's got his ice pack on. Michael Potts has come off injured tonight. Michael Donoghue's come off injured tonight. So I think the answer to that is if we can get everyone out consistently, we've got a chance of putting a run together. But I have no idea I've upset, but I've got the worst run of luck at the minute.
But he's not told us that the ice pack actually is just basically for all the drinks that they're actually going to use for the ice pack.
It's tough at the minute, you know, we're patching them up, we're throwing them out, and listen, we want a settled team. I don't think we'll be able to throw it out since South Shields, and you know, look at this result, can we go and, you know, only make one or two changes on Saturday and go to battle? Like, you know, loads of confidence, but a lot can happen between now and then.
That's what I say, you as a semi-professional manager, it's very difficult to know between Tuesday and Saturday what's in front of you.
Yeah.
You'll have a plan in your mind, as you said, you had a plan this morning, that plan is completely changed based upon players being ill.
I was joking to one of the directors today, Dave Ashurst. I said you could have your boots in your car, so you could play nine. You know, it was getting that bad at one point, and then you know, people came through. But listen, we don't moan. We didn't moan Saturday. I'll apologise about Saturday. I'll continue to. Tonight we're going to enjoy it. And you know, I've got to pay special attention. You know, it's all about SMRE main stand paddock. I have no idea where this crowd come from tonight. You know, the guys split up, but they didn't stop for 90 minutes. And you know, you could see, give the lads a lift, and they were brilliant. You know, everyone were brilliant. But listen, everyone has the downs in a season. Like I put the other day in program, you enjoy the ups, and you know, everyone has the downs. And there'll be other teams in this league that are suffering with injury, illnesses, suspensions. You know, it's not, we can't moan about it. It is what it is. I'm certainly not going to go out there and sign 10, 12 players. It's not what we do. You know, we have got, hopefully, a new player joining the squad this week. We put 7-day notice on a centre midfielder at Lancaster. We're able to speak to him tomorrow. But we're happy with what we've got. And, you know, we'll get ready for Saturday now. And hopefully, you know, I'm not saying replicate that performance, because you know what happened last season. You know, like to Buxton, I think, got beat 7-0 one week, and then they won 7-0 the week after. Football's a funny game. But tell you what, guys, I'm going to enjoy tonight. I'm going to have a pint. I'm going to enjoy tonight. And, you know, thanks everyone who stuck wheels. And I tell the lads not to look at the message boards, but I don't know how many pages of compliments will be tonight. I'm not sure. We'll see. All the lads will tell me.
It'll be interesting. Well, listen, as always, it's very nice talking to you. And we look forward to the game on Saturday. It's going to be a very similar game. You'd expect Matlock, big, strong, good quality players. And again, a performance like that's all you're looking for. And hopefully you'll have a team that you can select that you want and can enjoy.
Ashurst is not a number nine.
He's not a number nine, but I'm just looking out over there, last thing, I've seen the volunteers cleaning up the stadium, and that's what the club's about, isn't it?
Indeed.
You know, it's 10 o'clock at night and they're cleaning up the stadium, so, you know, thanks to everyone for tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.